Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as a mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this. So today is Tuesday, 9 February 2021. The time is around 22:38. It's a beautiful Tuesday. It's a beautiful evening, and I'm truly grateful that I'm here right now doing this. I'm grateful that I'm still alive in good health. And I'm truly grateful for the gift of life, you know, for the people around me, for friends, for family. I'm truly grateful for another chance to actually be alive, you know, making a difference, doing something good, being good. You know, so what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember, gratitude goes a long way, and you always have something to be grateful for. You know, the fact that you are here listening to this alive, in good health, it's something to be grateful for. It's something big, something huge to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? I do hope that you guys are doing okay. I do hope that you guys are doing fine, that you guys are winning, you guys are conquering, you guys are overcoming, because you are more than conquerors. You are overcomers, you are winners. You were born for this life thing. So I do hope that you are giving this life thing your best shot, because this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm doing. You know, this year I promised myself one thing, that, you know what, whatever happens, I'm going to give this life thing my best shot. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it my all, my everything. So I do hope and I do believe that you are believing in yourself, believing, having faith in your abilities, and you have got this life thing. Remember that you did not come this far to fail. You did not come this far to give up. You did not come this far to pack your bags and say, you know what, I have had enough and I'm not going to do this life thing anymore. I'm leaving. No. You are in this life thing for a lifetime. Remember that always, that you are in this life thing for a lifetime. So give every moment, every chance, every opportunity your best shot. So today I just want to talk about one negative thought, you know. I know that we don't usually take serious, you know, our thoughts, what we think consciously or subconsciously. We don't think too much about it, but thoughts are things, and they're very powerful things. You know, they can make you, they can destroy you, they can build you, they can kill you. So thoughts are things. Never underestimate the power of your thoughts. Don't make that mistake of underestimating the power of your thoughts. So I'm going to be talking about one negative thought, and that is the luxury you cannot afford. Trust me, that one negative thought, it is the luxury you cannot afford. You know, Robin Sharma, in his book, The Leader Who Had No Title, he says, even one bad thought is like a gem in your mind that attracts more gems to it. Before a person knows it, their minds become infected. How true is that? How true is that? Okay, let me read that again. Even one bad thought is like a gem in your mind that attracts more gems to it. Before a person knows it, their minds become infected. What a wow. What a truth. So, okay, let me just ask you some questions. What do you do when a negative thought comes to your mind? Do you just let it be and, you know, minding your own business because you can't control all the thoughts that comes to your mind? Or you get rid of it and replace it with a positive thought? Actually, how often do you notice when a negative thought enters your mind? Do you even pay attention to every thought that comes to your mind? Or you don't mind, like you are the never mind person, like, okay, thoughts are just thoughts and I can't do anything about them. I can't control them. I don't have power over my thoughts, you know. How often do you notice when a negative thought enters your mind? Do you pay attention to every thought that comes to your mind? What have you noticed about your thoughts? If at all you do pay attention, what have you noticed about your thoughts? Let me tell you one thing. You may not have the power to control what thoughts comes to your mind all the time, but you do have the power to control the thoughts that stays in your mind. You do have the power to control the thoughts that you invest in. You do have the power to turn a negative thought into a positive one. So you should pay attention to the thoughts that comes to your mind. You know, you don't have a control. You don't have control over the thoughts that comes to your mind, but you do have control of what you keep in your mind, of what you entertain in your mind. So a negative thought may come to your mind without you realizing it, but keeping it, watering it, allowing it to birth other negative thoughts, it's absolutely up to you. You have control over that. You do have control over that. You have the power to turn it around into something positive. You have absolute power to get rid of it again and again and again and again if it keeps coming. It is your choice. You decide. Are you going to entertain that negative thought or you are going to get rid of it? And one undeniable truth is, if you allow that one small negative thought that you think is nothing, is just a tiny one, if you allow it, if you entertain it in your mind, you are investing in it, and trust me, it is going to give birth to a lot more of its kind. And before you know it, your mind is flooded with a lot and lots and lots and lots of negative thoughts. Negative thoughts piling up and growing up and maturing in one's mind is a sign of an unhealthy mindset. That one thought, that one small tiny thought that you allow to run your mind has all the power to ruin your life. It has the power to destroy your life. So stop entertaining negative thoughts. Stop entertaining a negative thought, no matter how small or how weak it may seem. Don't entertain a negative thought. At all costs, don't entertain it. Don't invest in it. Don't let it stay in your mind. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. So make it a habit to notice when a negative thought enters your mind. It's not an easy thing, but over the time I've learned to notice when a negative thought enters my mind. And I always do something about it before it matures and gives birth to a lot more of its kind. And it's an advisable thing to do, to notice when a negative thought enters your mind and to do something about it before it brings in a lot of more other negative thoughts. Take note that you cannot afford to have a luxury of even one negative thought in your mind. No matter how small, no matter how weak it may seem, you cannot afford to have a negative thought in your mind. A negative mindset, we all know that, we all hear it all the time, that a negative mindset can never give you a positive outcome, and that's very true. You can never have a positive life, a good life, an amazing life, if your mindset is negative. You can only turn around your life when you turn around your mindset from negative to positive. And I can testify to that, because I used to be a very negative person, and my life only turned around, took a different turn when I changed my mindset, when I changed the way I think, the way I see things, you know, and the way I respond to things. So don't play around with thoughts. Don't play around with thoughts. Don't be a victim of your thoughts. Thoughts are things, and they are very powerful things. And if you want a positive life the way I do, if you want a positive life the way I do, you must first have a positive mindset. That's rule number one. Have a positive mindset. And remember, you can only become what you think. You can only become what you think. So don't keep and entertain thoughts you don't sincerely wish to come true in your mind. Don't keep them. Don't entertain them. Because thoughts manifest. They do manifest. I think by now you know that from time to time, a negative thought will have its way into your mind. All the time, they always come. Whenever you have a situation, whenever you have a problem, whenever you have a challenge, either at work, at school, in your family, you know, with your health, a negative thought will always pop up. It will always show up at your doorstep. It will always make its way into your mind. So the problem isn't the negative thought entering your mind. The real problem is allowing it to stay in your mind. That's the real problem there. That's a huge problem. The real problem is entertaining that thought, fertilizing it, and letting it give birth to a lot more of its kind. That's the real problem. So whatever happens, I mean that, whatever happens, color your mind with positive thoughts. No matter what you are going through, you can always think positive. You know that. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, you might be going through the worst and all, but you can still be positive. You can still stay positive. Positivity is the way to go. Always, no matter what. Don't allow situations to plant and grow negative thoughts into your mind. And you should always remember that a negative thought pattern will impact your life in a negative way. And you don't want that. You do not want that. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Just stay positive. You know, it may be, your situation may be bad. Really bad. Really, really bad. But you still can stay positive. You still can see the best. You still can think or hope for the best. You don't have to think the worst. You don't have to think negatively about any situation whatsoever. So I'm gonna share with you some of the tips that I have actually adopted that I'm using in order for me to actually get rid of negative thoughts. Like I said, we don't have a choice in this life. You know, no matter how positive you are, whenever you have a problem, whenever you have a challenge, a negative thought will always try to have its way into your mind. You know, no matter how positive you are, no matter how powerful you are, a negative thought will always try to find its way into your mind. So these tips that I'm going to share with you are some of the things that I actually use in order to get rid of any negative thought that tries to enter my mind. So the first thing that I do is to notice when a negative thought enters my mind. So you have to notice when a negative thought enters your mind. You should remember that the only way to change a situation is becoming aware of the problem. You know, you have to notice when a negative thought enters your mind or when it has entered your mind. This is the first step to controlling your thought process. You know, always pay attention to your thinking patterns. What kind of thoughts always come to your mind whenever you have a problem? You have to know what kind of thoughts comes to your mind whenever you have a problem or when you're going through some tough time. When you pay attention to your thinking patterns, you will notice the thoughts that stay in your mind. You know, you notice that, okay, whenever I have a problem, this is what first comes to my mind. Whenever I have a situation, this is what first comes to my mind. You will notice all those thoughts that stay in your mind always whenever you have a problem. So noticing when a negative thought enters your mind will help you to start making proactive changes about how you live your life and how you deal with whatever whatever you may be going through or whatever might come your way, remember that it's only when you notice the problem that you will be able to come up with a solution to solve it. If you don't know what's the problem, you can never know how to solve that situation. You have to know the problem for you to be able to solve the problem. So notice when a negative thought enters your mind. You have got to notice when a negative thought enters your mind. Another thing is that, or I should say tip number two, when you realize that a negative thought has entered your mind, you have to decide that you don't want this thought and that you want to change it. So decide that, you know what, I don't want this thought in my mind and I want to change it into something positive. After noticing that a negative thought is having its way in your mind, what do you do? What do you do? You have to take a stand and decide that this is it. I don't want this kind of thoughts in my mind. I don't want it. I don't want nothing to do with it. You have got to plant your feet on the ground and make a decision that you want to change this thought into something positive. Like I said, thoughts will always come to your mind without you realizing it. But keeping, nurturing and entertaining those thoughts, it's absolutely up to you. It's a choice that you've got to make. So identify what you wish was different about that thought, about this thought that you're thinking. And now that you have noticed a negative thought in your mind and you have decided that you don't want it, you have to now identify how you wish or what you wish was different about this thought. You have to identify how you would rather think, you know, and think that way. So the last step or the last tip is to change that negative thought. Tip number one, you did notice when a negative thought entered your mind. You noticed when a negative thought entered your mind. And tip number two, you decided that you don't want this thought and you want to change it. Now, tip number three, change that negative thought. Change that negative thought. Turn a negative thought into something positive. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is, you cannot afford to be negative about it. Turn around your thoughts and think positively in any undertaking, whatever you are going through. How bad your situation is, think positively about it. See the best in that situation. See it as an opportunity to think positively, to do something positive about it. Disregard the negative thought. Disregard it. You can even say it out loud. I usually do that. When I say that this thought has come to my mind and it seems like it wants to dominate my mind, I say it out loud that stop. Stop it. Stop it. Like I'm talking to a person. Like I'm shouting at a person. I say it out loud. Stop it. Stop. You've got to stop. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want to think that way. Say it out loud. Saying it out loud would actually, I always feel more powerful whenever I do that. Whenever I say it out loud, I feel in control. Like, yes, I've got this. I've got this. So saying this out loud will be more powerful and you'll feel like you are so in charge. You feel like you are so, so, so much in charge of your inside world. And you know what? You will take charge. That way, you will take charge. So stand up to a negative thought. Stand up to negative thoughts. Stand up to them and shut them down like as you're supposed to. Once you have changed this thought into a positive one, you will be amazed of how things will turn out for you. You'd be amazed of the ideas that comes to your mind concerning whatever you're going through, whatever situation you're going through, or whatever situation you may find yourself in. You'll be amazed. You'll be so amazed, so surprised. Always remember this. Always remember this all the time. This is my heart to yours. This is my small heart to yours. No matter what you are going through, no matter the situation you may find yourself in, you can always think positive. It doesn't matter how hopeless, it doesn't matter how bad your situation is, you can always think positive thoughts concerning the situation, about the situation. If you keep thinking positive, it becomes a lifestyle. Trust me, it becomes a lifestyle to your inner world, and it becomes automatic. Whenever you have a problem, your mind knows that, no, you know what, I have to think positive, I have to be positive. It becomes automatic, and your mind will know no other way. Positive thoughts guarantees a positive outcome. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? So if you ever find your thoughts complaining, wallowing about a situation, stop right there. Stop right there and redirect your thoughts. Think of better and positive thoughts about the situation. As you find yourself, as you find your thoughts screaming, you cannot do this, you won't make it, you cannot handle this, you are smaller than this, this is out of your hands, this is out of your control. Stop right there. Stop right there and redirect. Redirect, rethink, and replace those thoughts with the likes of, I can do this, I will make it, I can handle this, I'm capable of this, I can do this, I will do this, I'm going to win this, I'm an overcomer. The life that you get to live begins in your mind. The life that you get to live begins in your mind, in your thoughts. So choose wisely what thought seeds you entertain and nurture in your mind. Choose wisely, because your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.